Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you with our praise and thanks, Lord, for you are a mighty God. You created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in them and below. Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are our God, and we worship and praise your holy name. We see your word coming to forth as truth. It is truth, Lord. And Jesus, you are the way and the truth and the life. And truly, there is no way to get to the Father except through you. And you've shown us that, and we believe. We trust in you, Lord Jesus. We see how the world is coming apart and falling. Well, actually, everything is falling into place, just as you said, Lord. You've given us your word so that we know that we're prepared and we're looking for your coming soon, Jesus. We pray for those who do not know you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would move upon them, that the scales from their eyes would drop, Lord, that they will too enjoy the gift of salvation, the gift of faith to trust and believe in you. We pray for those who are left behind, Lord God. We pray for them that your strength will help them to be strong to their end, that they will be with you in glory forever and evermore, Lord. But we thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We uplift Israel to you and ask, Father, that you continue to go before Israel, that you'll bless the IDF and all the special forces, Shin Bet, Mossad. Go before them, Lord. Protect them. Bless their leaders, Lord, with wisdom and discernment. Thank you for the revival that's moving amongst the troops, Lord, that they're seeing that, yes, Yeshua is Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. So we ask, Lord, for the rest of this service, Lord, that we might do all things pleasing to you, that will bring you praise, glory, and honor, that you'll bless Cal as he brings forth your word to us, that you'll empower us to be obedient to you, Lord, that you'll bless the teachers in Sunday school, Lord. Just direct everything, Lord, that we might bring you praise and honor and glory. We love you, Jesus. We praise you in your name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you may be seated.
And we're going to have a little bit different service today. It's spring break and it's time change Sunday. So that in and of itself is a little bit different. Amen. So if you have a Bible this morning, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Just want to read one verse. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. All right. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Unless you're like me and you've got bad hips and bad knees and bad ankles, would you stand as we honor God's word? All right. Let me back up to verse 16. That's just two words. Rejoice.
Always.
Let me say that again. Rejoice.
Always.
Pray. This is what I want to focus on. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And then verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. Rejoice always. In everything give thanks. Pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For who? For you. And me. This is God's will. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Brian Rush, I just saw him. He has done such a fabulous job with the Lady Cats from CHS this week. They went almost the way to the state tournament. They got within an eyelash and Brian's their leader. So I just wanted to recognize him. That doesn't always happen Wave at everybody, Brian, so they can say who you are. He'll probably shoot me after this is all over with. But anyways, let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day. It's so gorgeous outside. But Lord, I'm inside with a bunch of gorgeous saints. And we pray that our awesome Savior might show up in power here today. Please, Lord, move in Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen. Please be seated. I am so excited about the doors of opportunity that God's opening up for us in 24. It's not just an open door in 24. There's all kinds of opportunities that God's given this church. And one of those doors of opportunity is to pray without ceasing. There is an unceasing prayer movement going on in our nation right now. I don't know how many of you have gotten your hands on this book, A City of Prayer. But this is what's been happening in Austin, Texas for the last 15 years. And so this isn't anything that your pastor dreamed up. It's something that's already been going on for 15 years in Austin, Texas. And there's 25 cities now involved in covering their cities in prayer 24/7, 365 days a year. What could happen if 31 churches in Clarksville, that's one for every day of the month, got together and prayed every day, all 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for Clarksville, Tennessee? Can you imagine? I mean, wrap your head and your heart around that. That's what started 15 years ago in Austin, Texas. God got a hold of some young preacher and his wife who were standing under a street light. They were prayer walking in their neighborhood, and God laid it on his heart. And now there are over 100 churches in Austin, Texas involved in this 24/7 unceasing prayer movement. And God is turned the city upside down. They're having Holy Ghost revival. And you know, it's completely changed the city. And that, you know, prayer does that. Prayer's kind of like a fire. Man, it ignites everything it touches, and then it continues to spread. And so revival and spiritual awakening have come in Austin, Texas, and some of these other cities as a result of passionate, fervent, desperate prayer. If you'd like a copy of one of these books, I'll get you one. Long as you can slide me $10, okay? If you want to know more of what's going on there. But the day of business as usual for the church are gone now. It's time to pray. It's time to pray as the early church prayed. I've tried to get this point across to us, you know, numerous times. But the early church prayed every time together, every time they were together. I mean, I double dog dare you, read through the book of Acts. I think there's only one instance when the church met and they weren't praying. They were praying all the time. They believed in unceasing prayer, and they believed in praying together. And it is time. Let me just read one little verse of scripture out of Acts to you. Can I do that? And when they had prayed, this is Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And look, listen to what the result of that was. They spoke the word of God with boldness. Would to God that would happen up in heaven. Jesus said, my house, my house. Now I know that the season that we're in, the Spirit of God dwells in here. This is the temple of the living God. This is the house of God. But when all these little homes get together, we're in the house of God. And Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And I don't know how it's happened over the last 1900 years, but somehow the preaching service has been elevated way over the prayer service. It's way down here. And that's what needs to happen if we're going to see God move and do something only He can do. Prayer is the New Testament model for ministry. Jesus, the apostles, and the early church are our role models for prayer. And as a matter of fact, the church was born in a prayer meeting. The church was born in a prayer meeting. And it went from there. And so we're going to dive in to this unceasing prayer movement as a church family. Now, I don't know what measuring stick you want to use, but I have come here today to give you the bad news. We live in a post-Christian nation. This is not a Christian nation anymore. One of our presidents said that a few years ago, and people got hopping mad. He's right. This is a post-Christian nation. Any measuring stick you want to use, and you have to come down to the conclusion that our nation has lost its way. Our nation has lost its way. And by the way, we can fuss and gripe and complain about the leaders we've got, but brothers and sisters, as a nation, we deserve the leaders we have. Now, about half of you are mad as a hornet at me right now, but that's God's truth. That's God's judgment on the nation. You have people that, anyways, I don't want to get off on that, but desperate, fervent, unceasing prayer is the way back to God. And Second Mile Church is going to do our best to pray 24 hours a day, one day a month, the fourth Monday of the month. Say that with me. The fourth Monday of the month. We're going to pray 24 hours over the 4-hour period. We're going to pray. And some churches do it this way. They have 24 slots that they sign up and 24 people to pray for an hour. We've never done anything quite like this. So we're going to break it up into 30-minute increments. 30-minute increments. So 24 times 2 is what? 48. Y'all are alive here on Time Change Sunday. And so we're gonna ask for 48 people at least. Now we'll take more than that to sign up for 30 minutes of prayer, and we're gonna have prayer guides for people. We can do digital prayer guides. We can for you folks that don't do that. We'll have some paper prayer guides to put by your side, and we'll give you scriptures to pray back to the Lord. And 30 minutes will be gone before you know it. And then you'll be able to text or call the next person on the prayer list and pray for them, and then they'll give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down, whatever. And so we're going to sign up for that at the end of the service today. And now, ain't nobody going to be running around twisting your arm to do this. But if you want to see God do something only He can do here, we need to be involved in this unceasing prayer movement. And if we don't get 48 to sign up today, we'll do it again next Sunday. And we'll do it again the third Sunday. And we'll do it again. We're going to start this thing the fourth Monday of April. That's April the 22nd, okay? And we're going to have a banquet for a bunch of church pastors and churches and try to get as many churches on board until we've got at least 31 churches doing this. And, man, can you imagine 24/7, every second, every hour, every day of the week, during the month, our city's being prayed for. Glory to God. Whenever somebody asks me, what did God do last week? Or what about your revival? Or how was the Dominican Republic? Or something spiritual, something great. It was all of God. You know what my response is? Holy Ghost. It was Holy Ghost. And that's what this is going to be. Holy Ghost. It's going to be powerful. And so we're going to have a seven-point prayer focus. There's unity when we're praying along the same lines. And so during your 30-minute prayer time, whatever time you sign up for, you'll have a seven-point prayer focus. And these scriptures that we give to you this morning or then will help you to, you know, there's power when you pray God's word back to Him. Well, God, your promise is this. Your promise is that if we would pray without ceasing, you would hear our prayers. And so we're going to pray these prayers back to Him, these scriptures back to Him. So what we're going to do this morning with the time that we have left, we are going to break up into, now I know this is uncomfortable. I know you didn't come for this today. But we're going to break up into seven groups. And we're going to pray these seven prayer points together in our seven groups. Okay? Seven groups. And I know that'll involve some of us having to get up and move. Some of us can stay right where you're at. We can come to you. But we're going to break up into seven. Now, everybody smile. That's not going to help you, but it's sure going to help me. Mercy. Okay. So we're going to break up into seven prayer groups. And the first group's going to pray for unbelievers to be saved. Is that scriptural? Yep. Second group is going to pray for a national spiritual awakening. What does that sound like? That's scriptural. We're going to pray for unity among the pastors and the churches. The fourth prayer point is this. We're going to pray for our families. Does your family need prayer? We're going to pray for racial reconciliation. It always gets quiet when you start talking about that. We're going to pray for racial reconciliation. There's only one race, the human race. And we're going to pray for that, and we're going to pray for the sanctity and value of every human life. Everyone's made in the image of God. Everyone. So we're going to pray for that. And then the seventh prayer point is we're going to pray for our local, state, and national government leaders. Because the Bible tells us to do that. So we're going to get in seven groups, and I guarantee you, there's somebody that'll be in your group, and they'll lead the prayer time. And then there's two or three others that can read the scriptures that are posted along with these. Can you find those, Adam, up there, those seven prayer points? Throw them up there right now, could you? Now, while he's doing that, let's get into seven groups. Now, this ought to be like our Wednesday night crowd trying to get in a circle. But here's a group right here, okay? Here's a group right here. Here's another group in this section. Here's another group in this section. About half of this group right here. So let's get in seven groups. Some of you, just real quickly, humor me, would you? Y'all can stand or turn around and pray with the people behind you. There you go. If you can't stand, just sit down and your group will come to you. All right. Group one over here. Y'all are going to pray for all of your unsaved family members, unsaved believers. And there's the scriptures. I need two of you. One of you read Acts 26:18. The other read 2 Peter 3:9. And one of y'all pray and lead that prayer. Okay, here's the second group right here. Good job, Adam. Y'all are going to pray for a national spiritual awakening. I can tell by looking at this group, y'all are like, that's like throwing a dog a bone. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, somebody read that. Acts 2:37-41. Here's the third group back here. Third group, raise your hand. All right, very good. So y'all are going to pray for unity among the pastors and the churches. One of y'all pray for that. And then John 17, those three, you need three people to read those three scriptures, okay? Because that's actually praying what you're talking about back to the Lord. Here, where's my fourth group? Right here, very good. All right, y'all are going to pray for families. Woo-hoo! Joshua, those three verses, Joshua 24:15, Malachi 4:6, and Ephesians 6:1-4. And one designated person will pray, okay, for the families. Where's group five? Right here? us, okay? Y'all are praying for racial reconciliation. Get three different people to read those three scriptures, and then one of you pray for that, okay? Where's group six? Back in the back? Very good. Y'all are going to pray for the sanctity and the value of every life. And there's your two scriptures up there. Two people read those scriptures in the back, and then somebody pray. All right, here's the last group. Y'all are last, but not least. The Bible says the last shall be first. All right, here's y'all praying for local, state, national government leaders, and then there's your three scriptures. Somebody in the group, three people read the scriptures, and then one of you lead the prayer time. On your mark, get set, go. Let's be a house of prayer. Now that's what Jesus was talking about when he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." Men ought always to pray and not lose heart. That's what Jesus said in Luke 18:1. And so I would encourage you today to become a man or a woman of prayer. Now, the prayer meetings, the corporate prayer times, that's simply an overflow of what's happening in the prayer closet. Okay? So, Father, so many years ago, your disciples came and got face to face with you, and they could have asked you for anything. Lord, teach us to heal. Lord, teach us to preach the word like you do. Lord, teach us to love people the way you do. Lord, teach us how to reach folks and teach us how to disciple people. But their request speaks volumes to us this morning. They said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Because they recognized that's where the power was. Make us a praying people, Father. And as we join in with other cities on unceasing prayer, oh God, we look forward to Jesus being glorified. And the saints might be edified, and that Satan would be horrified, because he shudders when God's people pray. He trembles when God's people pray, because he knows that's where the power is. And so God, forgive us for our prayerlessness. Make us men and women of prayer. Teach us to pray. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Did you sense the Lord's presence in your prayer groups? Now, don't lie to me, did you? There's something about it when we come together and agree in prayer. He's in the midst of that. And so I'm going to close this service pretty quickly because I want to give us time. There's a back table back here, and JD and Taryn will be manning that table, and there's four different times to sign up to pray. There's four clipboards back there, and there's 6 a.m. to 12 noon. There's 12 noon to 6 p.m. There's 12 noon to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to midnight, and then midnight, bless God, to 6 a.m. So there's four of those times back here on these clipboards. We need 48 of you to say, "I'll take that 30-minute slide. I'll take that 30-minute," and put your John Henry on there, and then we'll have it. And if we don't have enough, we'll do whatever we got to do to fill it up. And then we're going to try our best to get 31 other churches. First Baptist is on board. Our Kenwood campus is on board. Will Binkley is the coordinator for this thing out at Lone Oak. So we're going to get it done. Father, bless my brothers and sisters in their obedience today, and we don't want to beat anybody over the head with this. If you're not calling them to do that, don't let them sign up. But for those that do, Lord, open up the heavens and pour out such blessing they won't be able to contain it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're not going to have a time of response right now. But if you need Jesus, this sweet lady here received Christ as her Lord and Savior last Sunday. And we're going to set up her baptism. Cindy Shelton's sister prayed to receive Christ. I'll try to get a hold of her this week. But if you're here today, there was some. I don't know, youth. Did we follow up, Lauren, with the three of ours that prayed to receive Christ? I'd be glad to baptize them if they want to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. But today, if you're not sure about your relationship with Christ, see me right after the service. I'll talk to you till the cows come home about Jesus. All right? Don't want anybody leaving Second Mile Church lost. All right? But it's time to take up an offering now. Hallelujah. That was not an inspiring response. Father, bless the givers and bless the giving. I pray for our guests and our visitors that weren't planning on a service like this today. So I pray that you would bless them for their willingness to come and experience a little bit of Second Mile Church and who you are. And so just pray that you'd help them not to bring their money, but to put their visitors' cards in these buckets up front. I just thank you, Lord, for this is a given church. This is a given bunch of folks. And I want to thank you for their generosity. They remind me of Jesus in their giving. In his name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.